from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, an original song, plus thoughts on civil rights as we approach Martin Luther King Day. But first, students at South Fayette High School talk about pollution and healthy drinking water.
Welcome to Real World on Youth Express, recorded live from South Fayette High School. This is Isabella Betton, and I'm a senior here at South Fayette. Joining me are...
I'm Lucas Kensinger. I'm a senior at South Fayette.
I'm Julian Pickrus. I'm also a senior.
I'm Emily Veltri, and I'm also a senior.
Today, we will be discussing if your tap water is really healthy, as well as straw usage. But first, we're going to talk about plastic water bottles.
Plastic water bottles are something that we see all around. There's actually 1 million bottles of water purchased every minute. So this is something that clearly has an effect on the environment. And we're just going to try and delve into that and to the extent of that effect that it has.
So I know a lot of people's main issue is the actual bottle itself, and not only the pollution, but also the health, not very good benefits. So a lot of people talk about the BPA in the plastic bottles, which is known to possibly be linked to cancer, and it also is an endocrine disruptor as well.
Brands like Aquafina, Dasani, Nestle, and Pure Life have all been found to contain trace amounts of microplastics in their water, so that can be quite concerning to people's health.
Yeah, not to mention that 91% of water bottles that are obtained by humans don't get recycled, and a lot of them even get littered just out into the environment. So that ends up causing some backlash, not only for just the site itself, but also for the animals and inhabitants of that land, wherever it may be.
Yeah, the big problem is the pollution, so the release of compounds, so benzene and hydrochloride, those are not so good for us as people, and it causes a lot of air pollution. So not only are the drinking out of the plastic bottles not so good, but also the pollution of the plastic bottles.
Potentially a solution to the problem that government has thought about is mandating plastic bottle regulation. And so if you have a bottle, it needs to be recycled. And if it ends up in the trash can and you're found out to be the one who put it there, there could be fines. That's been tried on a small scale to be implemented in cities like San Francisco, and they're noticing that it hasn't worked at all.
Hopefully we'll see some change come up with the usage of bottled water. Another topic that comes up is plastic straw usage and if plastic straws should be used.
Yeah, so I think recently a lot of people have talked about the sea turtles and how the plastic straws have been found not only getting stuck up their noses, but they've eaten them, which definitely not good for marine life. They're getting in the ocean, but also when it comes to human health, straws have shown to increase cavities and also have shown to not be so good for your digestive system, as they're concentrating one part of like a sugary drink to one part of your body.
I definitely think we're starting to take an appropriate approach with straw usage. For example, look at all the restaurants that are no longer using them anymore, even Starbucks. I know they're narrowing down on the straw usage, so the good thing is we are seeing a change.
I read an article online that Canada, they ended their straw usage, and to symbolize the end of their straw usage, they made a sculpture of like the 150,000 straws that they have left over. Like the whole entire country together, put together. So it's pretty cool to see how change is coming up and there's unity among people.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I think it's interesting how you said that you can see the effects today, how we're no longer being offered straws in restaurants. You have to go out and ask for it. They're not just given to you anymore. So I think we are becoming more aware of the problem. But still, there's statistics that show 500 million straws are used each day and then end up being thrown away. And we know that straws are something that can't be recycled because of the material and the structure of it. So that poses a threat to not only, you know, human lives and human health, like Emily said, but also the environment and sea turtles and our coastlines.
Yeah, as Julian said, anymore now, when you go to restaurants, you're going to have to ask for the plastic straws. And I know some don't even carry them anymore. Also, I know people have talked about switching to maybe metal straws. I'm not sure if that's going to be as popular as an everyday plastic straw, but it's showing change in society, which is very important.
While discussing these plastic straws, I kind of was thinking about the tap water that was served in those restaurants and what you guys think about tap water and if it's safe to drink.
Do any of you know people who actually don't drink tap water? Like, not at all? They wouldn't do it?
Oh, I do.
I know some, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are saying that there's a difference in taste, but aside from that, There's been found to be chromium-6, which is this really potent element that is naturally occurring in water whenever it's running through metal. And it's been found in over 200 million Americans' homes. And it's linked to causing asthma, eye irritation and damage, even liver and kidney damage. And cancer was actually one thing that it was linked to, one of the worst of it.
Another scary chemical that you could find in tap water, according to this article, is lead, and it could lead to like brain damage and other worse side effects. So I read a statistic online saying that you're like 75% safer to use like tap water if it's filtered through like a granulated activated carbon system.
Well, to play the devil's advocate here, tap water, although does have some not so good things in it. The one good thing I think we can all agree upon is fluoride, which really helps with your teeth and your gums and growth. So that's super important. And a lot of people would say that tap water didn't used to have fluoride in it a while ago, and a lot of people, more people had cavities. So looking back on it now, not as many kids go to the dentist each year and have cavities due to maybe that fluoride in their tap water.
Yeah, you can find out if your water is pure or maybe contaminated with some of these carcinogens. If it just looks cloudy, you know, maybe a little bit of color whenever it comes out fast. I know that I actually had that problem at my house, and we ended up getting a filtration system. So now all the water that comes out of the sink is purified.
Yeah, don't drink your cloudy tap water. It's most likely not a good idea.
Everyone uses water. Everyone drinks water.
It's something completely necessary for human life. So I think it's important that we all delve into these ideas. It's important to know what you're drinking out of, and it's important for your health. So everybody should be focused on water, BPA, fluoride, and the different alkaline levels of your water as well, because it's not only important for the air, the pollution, but also for your health.
All right, so that concludes this episode of Real World on Youth Express, recorded live from South Fayette High School. A special thanks to Ms. Reed for all of her support.
Now, Woodland Hills High School senior Eli Alfieri shares an original song called Mountain in Me.
Somewhere in the backwoods, east of Omaha, there lived a boy named Wyatt who grew up bagging straw. And when they came and asked him if he wanted to move on, he said, no, this is where I belong. The man said, Wyatt, I would think twice. I think that you'd enjoy living the city life. stay out here too long, and you could pay the price. White just grinned, said I'll be alright. Said mister, you and your city folk, you probably think my living is all some kind of joke. Well, I don't have much money, hell, I'm pretty close to broke, but I think it's time for you to go. The man said, Wyatt, you've said it all yourself, you're pinching your pennies and you could use some help. I'll make you an offer that'll do you well. Your land, I think it's time to sell. Wyatt said, mister, you have got some nerve. I cannot believe what I have just heard. One day you're gonna get what you deserve, but for now, I think it's time you return. 'Cause I don't need your money, I have birds and trees, and that's all I need to live happily. And the people like you, they'll just never see that's the mountain in me. That's the mountain in me.
Lastly, from 2017, Oakland Catholics Aaron Sheedy and Central Catholics Damari Evans ponder what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would think of today's social justice movement.
So, if Martin Luther King were alive today, what do you think he would say about how far we've come or lack thereof?
Personally, I think that Martin Luther King would say the same thing that I'm saying, that we're making progress, but we still have a lot left to accomplish in reaching the end goal of his dream to, like you said, have little black boys and little white boys walk hand in hand together. And so we still have a lot of ways to go, and I think that's what Martin Luther King Jr. would say. And I think that he would give us tips to reach that end goal.
Yeah, definitely. So in our lives today, we see all sorts of things. I mean, from the media to politics to just in our schools every day, both inclusion and exclusion. So do you want to talk about the sweatshirt that you're wearing today, Damari?
So I'm wearing a sweatshirt that most people think it's a picture of Obama, like photoshopped onto the NBA logo. But at the bottom it says BMLDI, and that stands for Black Male Leadership Development Institute. So the whole purpose of that, in the summer, you go on a one-week retreat to build leadership skills, build character, so you're a stand-up guy in society, so you don't run into problems, so you know how to act when facing problems in society, so you know how to treat people and know what to expect when you encounter people. The whole purpose is empowerment for black people, and I've worn this sweatshirt to school almost every day since I got it, and a lot of people ask, why is there not a white male leadership development institute? And the whole purpose of that is so black people have something of their own, because since slavery has come into existence, there's been a lot of white privilege and white people taking from black people. So the whole purpose of this is empowerment for black people, which is really special.
No, yeah, it's completely important. You have so much, like we said, underrepresentation. Everyone has worth, and, you know, making sure that it's stated like that is so important. Having kids of similar backgrounds come together and saying, you know, like, this is how I feel, and I agree with you. I think that's so important.
Yeah. And also recently they just added a Black Female Leadership Development Institute. So there's a male version and a female version, because females have also been segregated against and discriminated against in the past too. So that's empowerment for females as well, which is very nice.
Yeah, I think girls definitely, especially girls of minority, they definitely see it harder. Like, you see the wage gap, and women will talk about the wage gap. And they'll say, you know, women make 79 cents for every dollar a man makes. But then you add in minorities, and it gets taken down so much further. A Hispanic woman will only make 54 cents for every dollar a man makes. And I think a Black woman will only make 64 cents. So it's just, you see not only feminist issues, but racism issues. It all piles up.
Yeah, the only thing that I would change is make it for all minorities. Mm-hmm. And also make one for white people, because the white man is just as bad as the Black man in so many areas. Like, we all have our problems and issues that we need to overcome. So something like this for everybody would make society better as a whole.
Teaching everyone how to respect each person in this world. Like, we're all equal in this world, and I don't see why how you look or how you feel or, you know, your religion or anything else should tell people how to treat you, which is why we still celebrate Martin Luther King today, which is why we still have to talk about everything that he's done. And it's just so important that, you know, each person is empowered in their own way, which I think that your organization is so powerful in what it does. Martin Luther King's dream was, you know, complete equality for each person in this world. He worked in America, and I was just thinking how other countries have implemented equality and have made so many strides, as far as, you know, the United States has as well. So we could talk about, I guess, what's going on in our schools to combat racism and whatnot. So we have the BSU between our two schools that I think is really important. Do you want to talk about that, Damari?
So the BSU stands for Black Student Union, and similar to BMLDI, it's for empowerment of Black people and to talk about our history, our culture, and bring us all together as one, because a lot of us don't see each other every single day. So this is our time once a month to come together and join forces, so to speak, and empower ourselves based on other people that we're around. Our BSUs between our two schools, it was originally started for the Black people, but there are a lot of white people that come through to the BSU meetings each month, and they give their input on things. So it's not just for Black people, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of girls at my school who will go, and they say it's just such a great place to talk about how you're feeling. It doesn't even have to do with race. They just talk about every single thing that's bothering them. So that's, yeah. I think that's so important.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.